Hey guys, welcome to The Seeking, season two. I'm so excited. I've come so far. Praise the Lord. So today I have my good friends that I haven't actually met them in person, but I hope to God that I will one day. It's Somar and Jabari, and they're from the Lit podcast. So if you guys want to follow them, I'm following them on Instagram. And they also do amazing work about God, and they speak a range of topics similar to my podcast. And it's just amazing to have two people that, you know, they seek God just the way that I do. And, you know, I'm just grateful for them to be in this podcast, discussing the word of God. Before we jump right in, my first episode for season two is called Where is God in My Suffering? And we're going to be focusing on the word, on the story of Moses, and how Moses saw God. And some of you may think, where can I find the story of Moses, which is found in Exodus in the Bible? And I just wanted to give you a bit of history about, you know, what happened to Moses. So Moses was a normal person back in the day, 400 years ago, and you know, he was kind of questioning God. And I feel as Christians, sometimes we face trials and turbulence. And sometimes we question, like, where is God? Why does God ignore us? Why has he abandoned us? And I can relate to this because last year, you know, I quit my job. Then it was a pandemic and I didn't know what was happening. And then I kind of started thinking, where is God? Like, are you there? You know, but it was my decision. I made the decision to leave, not knowing what was coming. So what do you guys think about that? Is there a time and a place where you guys haven't followed God's instructions, but you kind of took your own way? And then you're like, okay, I should have gone the other way and trusted God. What do you guys think in regards to that question?
Yeah, I think that happens a lot in life, especially, you know, as we're growing in Christ and we're learning to trust in God, where we know God is leading us in one direction, but for whatever reason, we want to go a different one. I know just recently, about a year ago, I had started a new job and I needed a new car for my wife so she could get back and forth to work. And I knew God was telling me not to get a car yet, right? And I was like, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to get a car. And I was praying, and I had to leave out of town in like a week, and she was starting school. And I waited until the weekend before I left and before she started back to work. And I was like, hey, God, I know you told me not to do it. And I've been praying. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how you're going to make this happen, but I know how I can make it happen. Yeah. So I went and I did the thing that I knew God didn't want me to do, right? And only because I felt like I didn't have any other ways. I know God is faithful and God does what he says he's going to do. But in this circumstance, I didn't know where to turn to. And so I got the car for her. I knew it was a bad idea. And about, I don't know, 6 months later, the car broke down. Couldn't be replaced, right? Mm-hmm. So I was in another bad situation. And I wasn't frustrated when this happened because I could just remember God, like, hey, remember I told you not to get that car? And I was like, you're right, God. So I wasn't mad about it, but God was so faithful. He blessed me with another opportunity. But that's just one example of me knowing that God told me to go one way and I still decided to go another.
Praise the Lord. And what about you, Jabari? Have you had a similar experience, or what do you think about that question?
Yeah, so for me, I feel like at a young age, I felt like God was calling on me to take on a bigger role in his kingdom. And I was young and really didn't feel like I was equipped to be able to speak to people about God. Felt like I really didn't know enough. And so it was something that I really didn't pursue too heavily for many years. And I knew that, like, you know, God is calling me to do this, and I got family asking. And so, but it's something that I felt like I didn't trust myself enough, you know, to be able to take on that type of role. And so really over the past couple of years, I've been able to get re-engaged with church much more often. And been able to help grow my relationship. And so that's really been the best thing for me to begin to have more faith in God and just let him lead me where he needs me to go. So,
amen. Praise the Lord. So that's amazing, because I, you know, like I said, 2020 was the year where God really opened my eyes, and, you know, I didn't know where I was going, but I found my purpose. And I've always been saying that throughout the scriptures. And in that way, that's how Moses felt, moving back to Moses and his story. You know, God sees everything. Sometimes we may think like, oh God, you know, I'm going through this. Are you there? But God sees everything. He hears everything. And he's the one that cares for us. And that's what Moses was kind of like, you know, what's going on? You know, we're getting mistreated. And we're going through turbulence. But God said to Moses, just trust in me. And, you know, continue with me. And do not give up. And there's a verse that I picked up. It's Exodus verse 3, line 7. It says, then the Lord said to Moses, I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them cry out to be rescued from the slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings. And what I love about the scripture is that God knows what we go through. God knows us better than anyone else out there, anyone better than our family, than a wife, you know, anyone, our friends. He knows what we're going through. He knows what's inside our heart. And sometimes that's why I say to people, take it to God. I have a lot of people messaging me on Instagram, and, you know, I would gladly pray for them. But the thing is, it's like you have to take it to God, you know, because God wants you. God wants you. He wants to heal you. God prefers to take a brokenhearted person and make him a full, like I say, full-time Christian, than a part-time Christian that only dipping into a swimming pool with God. Oh, you know, I'm praying for this. And as soon as God gives it to you, you're like, oh, okay, well, you know, I'm going to, let me go back to my normal life. And you know, that's kind of what happened to Moses. God said to Moses, you have to trust me. You have to believe me. You must know that you might not see me, but when it comes down to it, I will be there for you. And that's what kind of happened in the story of David and Goliath. David wasn't scared. And another thing, that when we face trials, people tend to run away from trials or like kind of like wrap it up. And I was a witness of that, because whenever I saw a Goliath and a season in my life, I would always just quit and move on to the next thing. But that meant that I was running away not only from Goliath and the lesson, but I was also delaying my blessings. And if I could say something to everyone out there, is do not delay your blessings. When the devil attacks you because he sees something within your soul, within your spirit, you just have to keep on going and keep on fighting. And, you know, do not believe what the devil says, because the devil's a liar. The devil will come and whisper at you, you're not good enough. Now. My God is not good for you. Do things from the world. Don't be, you know, fooled by the things of the world. Everything that's right now in earth is temporary. We rather have life ever, you know, lasting lifetime with God in heaven, you know?
That's right.
And then,
amen.
Just a quick one. Then God says, God replies to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel. I am has sent me to you. And then it says, it's kind of like Moses was kind of confused, saying like, who are you? You know, you're saying I am who I am. But he trusted him at the end of the day. Moses went back and he trusted him. He told the other people from Egyptians, you know, no, my God's bigger than you. And that's kind of like what we must not be fooled by things from earth. We must keep on going and just know that there's only one God out there. And that's why he sent his only son to be, you know, the way that he was treated. It was brutal, but he did that because he loves us.
Hallelujah.
And my next question for you guys is, how does your faith with God get tested in your day-to-day life? How does how do I put it? How does the devil kind of, you know, try and creep in, and how do you deal with that? How do you battle when that happens? For example, I tend to just praise God when I feel anxious or there's something going on at work. I just, as soon as I get in, I start praising the Lord. I read scriptures, and that kind of make me feel, you know, at peace. I will feel God's presence. But how do you guys deal with it? How do you deal with it, Jabari? And then I'll come back to you, Samar.
Yeah, for me, I feel like it's really just remembering that God never goes back on his promise. And so I know that he has laid forward a path for me, mm-hmm. and that nothing is going to stop him from, you know, getting me there. And so really just trying to remember that, you know, that God is always going to protect me. Like you said earlier, remembering that this earth is temporary. Amen. And that, you know, the issues of this world are temporary and that they will pass, and that there's really no storm that God will put me in that I will not be able to get through. And even if it means an end here on this earth, that doesn't mean the end of me. So I know, you know, either way that God got me. So I just try to really lean into that.
Amen. What about yourself, Samar? How do you deal with things from Earth?
Yeah.
You know, the challenging day-to-day basis, you know?
I think a lot of times when we talk about faith, we think of, like, these big faith moments, right? When we read our Bibles, like Moses and his faith, or Abraham and his faith to follow God, or David and his faith to defeat the Goliath. But I think when it comes to faith, one of the most important things is being faithful over the little things in our life every single day, right? In order to get to those big faith moments, we have to, are we reading our Bible every day? Are we praying without ceasing? Are we searching for God? Are we testifying about the goodness of God? Are we treating people right, right? These little things that the Bible calls us to live our life and do these things to these people and be kind and love, all these things, like this little baby steps. And then when those big faith moments come, like when God really tries to test our faith, then we'll be ready. But for me, I try to be faithful in those little things, to be as accomplished as in those little things as I can every day.
Amen. That's beautiful. And I completely agree with everything that you said. So I'm going to go dive a bit more into the story of, you know, Moses. And Moses felt like it was an impossible situation. And as Christians, sometimes we feel like what's happening to us, we might feel like it's unfair, or, you know, we're going through trials and we don't quite understand. But I just want to remind people and everyone that will listen to this podcast that nothing is too hard for God. He can do it for you. Trust the scripture that says, trust the Lord with all your heart. Cry out to him. Refuse to give way to fear. When fear comes to you, say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke this. When anxiety comes, say exactly the same, but I rebuke anxiety out of my body because I am covered in the blood of Jesus. For the Lord will fight for you. So my question to many Christians out there is, why don't you call out to him? Why don't you call out after hearing this podcast? Why don't you call out to God and pray for him? Instead of taking it to your families and friends and spouse, go to God. And I always kind of like elaborated this. And, you know, I kind of always said to people, seek him because he's there. He's waiting for you to come to him. And that's what it says in Exodus verse 14, chapter 13. Don't be afraid. Stand your ground and you will see the Lord. He will save you today and you will never see like Moses, the Egyptians again. That's what God said to Moses. Don't worry. Forget about the Egyptians. I am God and I will make a way for you. And the last thing, the Lord will fight for you and there is no need for you to do anything. Sometimes we sabotage our own life because we kind of said, you know, God is there, but, you know, like you said, earlier on, you were like, you know, God, I knew God didn't want me to go and get that car, but I did. I continued doing what I wanted to do. But, and sometimes that's how we sabotage ourselves. And sometimes that can be very scary, sabotaging, because sometimes we can sabotage our own future. So as Christians, we've got to be careful. We've got to trust God no matter what. If God said to me right now, jump off that building, damn right I will do it, because I know that whatever happens, I know that God will, you know, if I die, then I will be with God. And if I survive, then I have a beautiful testimony. What else could you want?
Amen.
So I have to say that again. Win-win.
Win-win.
And I do have another question, but just wanted to give like a final, you know, message to people, is that throughout the book of Exodus, we see the greatness of God, and we see that God is there for us, and that's what happened in Egypt. And he also he was there for the people, and he could see that the people would cry, and they knew they were going through, they were getting killed, you know, everything that they suffer, but God was there, and God gave them the glory that they deserve. And you know, after all of these events, the incredible events that happened, Moses makes this bold request to God, show me your glory. The request reveals Moses' passion for God. At the start, Moses was like, oh, I'm not sure, God, you know, you're telling me this, I'm seeing this fire burning, this light, but can I really trust you? And look how the story kind of ends, show me your glory. Mm-hmm. And that's what Moses said to God. It's not a passion for what God can do for Moses, but a passion for God himself. This is the passion, not for God's power, but for God's face. And that's, you know, it's so good to hear that. And there's a quote by a lady called Augustine, and she said, give me a man in love. He knows what I mean. Give me one who yearns. Give me one who is hungry. You have to be hungry for the word of God. You got to be thirsty for it. People say to me, I can see your love for God, but the reason that's because every day I wake up and I glorify him. I say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you for what I have right now. Sometimes we forget to be thankful. We forget for the now. We forget. We're not thankful for what we have. We still want the next big thing, you know, the next job, the promotions, the relationship, the financial increase. How about you thank him during the hallway? Whilst you're at the hallway and you're not quite there to, you know, your destiny, continue to praise God. Because many Christians forget to go and seek God. They just seek him when they want something. They get it. They forget about God. Seek him during your trials. Seek him during your storms. Seek him during your rainbows. And that's what God wants. He wants people to seek him with all your heart. And that's amazing. And that's what my next question comes to you guys is, let me just quickly go on it. What do you love about the story of Moses? What I love about Moses is that, kind of reminded a bit like me. Sometimes I was a Catholic before, and now I'm a Christian. And, you know, I started hanging around with Christian friends, and I realized, you know, this is where I belong. And kind of like Moses, I was a bit like, you know, I would pray, but not pray with that passion, not praying tongues, you know. It was a moment that I didn't even have the Holy Spirit, and then kind of just happened, and now, you know, the Holy Spirit guides me. But what I like about Moses is that he was a bit like, you know, I'm not sure. But at the end of the day, the way that he just kind of said, you know what, I am all in with God and I give you glory. And that's what I like about this story, that Moses kind of realized that, you know, God can do it for you. You know what? But what do you guys think about the story? Do you agree with it, or what are your thoughts?
Go ahead, Jamal.
Alrighty. Yeah, so for me, I think what I really like about the story is that, you know, all throughout the story that God is keeping his promise to the to his people, to Moses, and although they keep doubting, you know, time after time, even when they're still in Egypt, you know, they're still doubting, you know, because their life begins to get harder after Moses tells them that they will be freed and rescued. So to them, it's like, you know, why are things worse now once you come into my life? Or, you know, things that they can't see what God is doing for them. And so, but, you know, God continued to keep his promise. And then, you know, at the end of the run from Egypt, and they're going through the Red Sea, and once they get across, it was, you know, at that point that they really begin to fear God and believe in him and have faith in him. And so it's like, it took this really big miracle, and you know, after all the other miracles they've already been seeing, it's like God still had to do something really incredible for them to truly understand how great and powerful he is. And sometimes I think our trials and tribulations, although they're hard and we may not understand what God's doing for us, if we just trust him and keep moving ahead, we will see, you know, all the wonders that he's done in our life.
Absolutely. Amen. That's amazing. I also agree with what you're saying. What about you, Tamar? What was your interpretation of the story of Moses?
So for me, the there's so much in the story, right? But one of the underlying themes that is consistent through the whole story with Moses is Moses' relationship with God. Amen. It's one of the most pure relationships in the whole Bible, where God actually speaks to Moses, right? Moses gets to see God's glory. And with this relationship, the trust and hope that Moses has in God, that he's going to take care of them, regardless of all the complaining that the Israelites are doing, regardless of all the obstacles that seem to be on in the way. And in chapter 33 in Exodus, Moses goes and he's saying, God, if you're not going to go with us, then I don't even want to go, right? From this point on, wherever we go, if you're not with us, I don't want to be in that place. I just want to stay in your presence. And so we can learn a lot from Moses to know that it's better to be in God's presence in the wilderness than to be in the promised land without the presence of God. You understand that it is good to be in the presence of God. And I love the way that Moses loves God and is continually trying to be in his presence.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. And I also agree with that. And one of my favorite scriptures out of, you know, Exodus and the story of Moses is the bit where it says Exodus 14:13, which I highlighted earlier on. And it says, do not be afraid, stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. So that's how I want to kind of just, you know, make, when we finish this podcast, I want people to, you know, study that scripture. What do you gain from it? I'll read it again. Do not be afraid. As Christians, we're afraid when something doesn't go right, or, you know, we question God and, you know, we're scared and anxiety, and that's how the devil will creep. And all those feelings is from, you know, it's kind of like the devil coming at you. And that's when you kind of have to remember, ting, that light bulb, Exodus 14:13, it said, do not be afraid, because stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. Amen. And that's, you know, I would always remember this scripture, and I love it so much. And I love how you said what you love mostly was Moses was close with God. And I agree. As Christians, we need to be a Moses from, you know, the 21st century. Do not let distractions disrupt your future. Keep your eyes fixed on God, because he will deliver you from anything that's going on, any circumstances. God is there with us. He would always be there for us. He just wants us to be, to go to him more, to seek him. Not only that, but, like, you know what we're doing? I'm doing this podcast. You guys have your own podcast. But what we're doing, we're going out there and we're kind of, you know, we're bringing his people to him. When people listen to this, they will go back and reflect. We might not know, guys. Like, you know, we might think, oh, we're just doing it because I feel like I'm doing the podcast because I always wanted to reach people out there. And, you know, I have amazing testimonies, and I'm sure you guys do this the same. But not once did I think that my podcast would reach so many different countries. And people say to me, you know, you don't realize, you know, you're kind of famous. I'm not famous. I don't care about fame or anything like that. As long as God is happy with me and proud of me, and as long as I'm winning souls, taking souls to the word of God, then, you know, that's my purpose. And I've said in the last podcast, I said that my purpose is to serve God. And that's what I love mostly, you know, about doing podcasts, being raw with people and saying, look, this is me.
Amen.
You know, we're only humans. We try not to sin, but at the end of the day, a sinner, you know, we're humans. We will sin. We're trying our best not to, you know, follow the
commandments. I hear you.
But yeah, I think I have another question. Let me have a quick look. So this is the final question, and then we'll get one of you guys to pray over everyone that will listen to the podcast. And my last question is, how do you trust God? Because I have to say, trusting is like, it's what Moses kind of, he's not there. Like, you can't see him physically, but he is there. So how do you trust God? That would be the last question.
Yeah, I think trust is an action word. Nate mentioned earlier, you know, doing those small little things that God is calling on us to do. And I think that, and that takes trust, you know, whenever we're faced with that decision, do we, you know, do what God is calling us to do, or do we, you know, take the way of the world, of our own desires? And so it takes action, you know. So yeah. Trust is an action word that we have to demonstrate on a continued basis. And so I think it's, you know, doing what God is calling us to do, taking those small steps, and eventually, you know, after 15 small steps, you look back and it's one giant leap. So so just trust God with those small daily decisions.
Amazing. Yeah. I also agree. What about yourself, Summer? What do you think? How do you trust God when you can't see him physically, but you know that he's there and he has done miracles in your life?
Yeah, there's a scripture in Hebrew. It says, because we have such a great cloud of witnesses, mm-hmm. right? Understanding that even before we see what God is doing in our lives, we can see that God has been faithful when we read the Bible. Amen. We can see God has been faithful when we listen to other Christians speak about the goodness of God. And then when we start thinking about our own lives, we can see how God has brought us from where we used to be to where we are now. So I think the trust is knowing that God has not failed us to this point.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And to know that even when times seem hard and we don't understand how he's going to make this next thing happen, if we just look at his record, that he's been winning for a while now, right? Amen. And the only times that we have failed in God is when we didn't do what he wanted us to do. And so with practice and understanding what God has already done for us, it can lead into greater trust to God.
Amen. Amen. I love that a lot. And just to summarize, I got a scripture that kind of just came to my mind, and I feel like that's the Holy Spirit guiding for anyone that, you know, you guys and people that will listen to the podcast. It says, focus on me, not the storm. And that's Matthew 14, verse 22 to 33. Mm-hmm. God says, focus on me, not the storm. And, you know, what kind of the Holy Spirit, because I'm seeing like a vision, it's kind of saying that someone that will listen to this podcast is going through the storm. And instead of focusing on God, you're focusing on the storm. And just remember that the storm is there not to ruin you, but for you to fix your eyes on God only. So there will be someone that will listen to this podcast that you're going through a storm, a season, but you instead of focusing on God and seeking him and praising him, fasting and, you know, reading scriptures, you're kind of going, you know what, I'm focusing on the storm, and I can't, you know, emphasize, just fix your eyes on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And don't get lost in the details of this life. And I feel like we all, you know, sometimes we wander off, but make sure that you don't end up wandering too much, you know, because
Amen.
We have to be fixed on God. And yes, and Summer, would you like to pray for us just quickly, just a quick prayer, whatever the Holy Spirit and your heart, you know, whatever you say, just a small prayer will be grateful, just to kind of wrap it all up, and, you know, this new season. And yeah, I loved, thank you for joining me as well.
Thank you.
In America, so I'm just honored and blessed that, you know, Instagram and technology, the way that we can just meet random people and kind of speak about the word of God, you know.
Amen.
The pandemic really tried it, but God said, no, not for my children.
All right now. All right now. Amen.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you're very welcome. You know, hopefully I will be in your podcast, and I'm so excited for that. But yeah, you guys have been a blessing to even join me when we have different time frames. But so for that, I'm very grateful. But yeah, Sam, if you just want to pray for us and lead us, I'll be grateful.
Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day we haven't seen before, dear God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, dear God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to fellowship as like-minded believers, dear God, to come together and share some inspiration, some wisdom, and some knowledge with the listeners, dear God. We ask that our words be taken in the way that you see fit, dear God, that people may grow from this, that they may be stronger in their faith in you, dear God. We ask all that who are listening, dear God, that when they hear this podcast, that they stop focusing on the storm and they begin to focus on you, dear God, that they could continue to live for you, dear God, that they dive deep in their word and become even more in love with you and your word, dear God. We thank you and we praise you, for you are a good and an awesome God, dear God. Yes. It is in these things that I ask in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, guys. And thank you to all my listeners. And I'm grateful that we even made it to season two. And just another quick one. If you want to follow this, guys, is the Lit Podcast on my Instagram page. So, yeah, thank you so much. And God bless you all.
Amen.
Thank you.